This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Mokarem Injury Lawyers, baby. Hard as hell to say. Easy to dial. 281-222-2222. Mokarem Injury Lawyers. If you're ever injured in an accident, you know who to call, baby. 281-222-2222. We are at the Cajun Craven down Pearland Way. Y'all come on through. It's 11th stop. Final, right? Final.
Final stop.
Stop of the 610 Crawfish Circuit. Glad that we could get this thing back rolling again. We took a couple of breaks since it kind of fell off the fell by the wayside during like those COVID days, if you remember those. But glad we could crank this thing back up. We'd love to see you. Well, again, we're at Cajun Craven down Pearland Way.
This men's bathroom line is starting to load up here.
Yeah, we got somebody's either blowing up the men's bathroom or they've got it locked from the inside. Now you got a line at the women. So
I tried to get in that line to start that last break.
But once again, man, look here, when you got a line at the old restroom, that's my kind of place. That means we're drinking beer and eating bugs, baby. You better wash your hands before you touch it, fellas. I'm just gonna tell you that ain't no way to live now.
Be nasty.
The Cajun Craven, 12141 Beamer Road. Come on through and hang out with us. The beer's cold. The bugs are hot. The bugs are boiling. Come on through. Big shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors as well as Bud Light, Budweiser for making it happen. I hadn't had the bugs yet. But there's a lot of them flying around. Everybody I'm making eye contact with says they're phenomenal. So I'm going to get some after I get this.
Best in Pearland.
Best in Pearland. With that, I mean, I'm going to tell you, I mean, Pearland, I can't speak for everybody out there, but Pearland does it right now. So they got plastic on the tables that they just roll the paper up and plastic up and throw it away when you get done. So that if that tells you anything, that they know what the hell they're doing. Come on through and hang out with us. Also, make sure you download the Audacy app, AUDACY. Download the Audacy app. Make sure you keep us on your hip. Take us everywhere that you go. I don't know. You know, you may be conveniently. You can listen as well as we may give away $20,000 and a round trip to Vegas for four. You never know. We did that this last year. So the Audacy app, AUDACY. Download that sucker and keep us on your hip. Tyler.
Yes, got that, sir.
Got that bone to pick with you, man.
Well, go ahead and give it a try. I'll shut you down nice and easy.
I mean, turn your attitude off now. I got to try to talk through this thing. We got to talk through this thing.
That's not really possible, but I'll give it a shot. Here we go.
We got to talk. Yes, ain't that the damn truth? That's what my wife tells me.
It's just who I am.
What are we doing betting on Christian Walker, man? What are we doing? What are we doing?
What were you doing, man?
Well, Bub, we've got the hottest man in baseball in Jeremy Pena. I mean, when it comes to having more than 1.5 bases in a baseball game, I don't know if there's anybody in baseball. Maybe Aaron Judge. Maybe. I don't know. But, hell, I'd take Pena over that because he legs out infield singles. I think he had two of them last year. But, I mean, you know, and then you look at Paredes. I mean, he's doing more than any third baseman in baseball going to last night. And for some reason, we decide we're going to bet on Christian Walker.
I had a bet on a Paredes home run, so that paid out pretty nice. But, yeah, the Walker bet, that sucked.
You didn't offer me that one, you dirty dog.
It didn't make my best bets.
I bet that sucker paid out real nice.
Yeah, it was nice. But
I'm sitting there watching that game last night, hoping like hell Christian Walker does. And he, by the way, gets a single in the eighth. That didn't do me no good. I needed 1.5 bases total. I'm sitting there watching that game, and I'm watching Jeremy Pena and Paredes just chew up bases. I mean, just home runs and legging out singles and getting doubles, and I'm thinking, boy, what? I mean, the writing is on the wall, T. We ought to have a standing bet until you run out. We ought to have a standing bet on Pena.
They've reached that Yordan level. Remember Yordan? Anytime Tyler would see Yordan
over one-half
bases.
I mean, we ought to just every game, man. I mean, when was the last game he didn't have two bases? When was the last game he didn't hit the over and 1.5 bases?
I might be onto something. I'll tell you this. I'm done with these Walker bets because I just can't time them right. I mean, obviously, he's had some games, but I haven't hit that bet once.
It's a tough one to time, Tyler, when it's one out of every 10 games.
Well, I'm okay with the Walker bet from it's the fact that we're not piling on Jeremy Pena and what came with Paredes. Now, when he hurt his hamstring as an Astros fan, I was like, damn, we lost Paredes. And then I was like, well, damn, I was planning on betting on him the rest of the way.
You make good points. I'm with you. I'll be better.
We lost the Golden Goose. I don't care if it's on your best bet or not. We're going with Jeremy Pena tonight, damn it. I am.
I'm going NBA Finals tonight for best bets.
No Stros?
No, I'm going to go NBA Finals.
Oh, man.
All the way, huh?
You can still tell me where it's at. You can still tell me where it's at. All right. Gotcha. All right. See how it is when you table the attitude and we can just have this little conversation, Tyler? See how productive
it is? I'm coachable, man. I'm coachable.
That's it. That was good stuff. All right. The Texans, real quick, Ron, the Texans, man, there's several places. We have made this point multiple times. There's several spots. And this is why I'm so confident in the Texans, is that there's so many spots where if they just take a step in the right direction, they can be significantly better at about four different spots. I don't know what Nick Caley's going to be. I'm going to make sure I preface that in every conversation I have, because that ultimately is the wild card here that matters. But there are a lot of positional topics and conversations that we can have where they're going to get better. But I heard D'Amico Ryan's talking about Cade Stover. And that put me in a spot, Ron, where I was like, you know, the offensive line is obviously glaring and has to get better. That's the number one spot. Nothing's gonna trump that. But I don't know that if we're just talking about one overall position group other than the offensive line, because there's five of them jokers out there, I don't know that there's not a better place for this offense overall to improve. And I don't know that it's fair to expect them to improve at a high level anywhere even remotely close to the tight end position. You got a $12 million tight end that peed down his leg last year.
What?
If you can just get – I know I was hard on him in pass protecting and run blocking. Hey, forget it, man. If you can just be an X factor in the pass game, I'll take it. Right? He wasn't that last year.
No, if he could do what he did in the past game the year before.
Yeah, yeah. And then you look at Nick Caley, the offensive coordinator. As I said, I have no idea what the hell he's going to do as an offensive coordinator, but damn it, he knows tight ends.
That's what he should. What he's coached in New England and with the Rams.
If the tight ends for the Houston Texans aren't mechanically and technically sound, then D'Amico hired the wrong guy.
Yeah. There should definitely be some improvement there. I know he's got a lot on his plate. But there should be an improvement there.
No, I mean, again, when you hire Nick Caley, who's been a tight end coach forever, there's going to be some growing pains as an offensive coordinator, but damn it, he knows what a good tight ends coach looks like.
But to the point you're making is D'Amico came over as the head coach, but the Texans linebacker position is
bingo.
It's been good,
great
even though
point.
He's got a lot.
Great point.
The linebackers have been good.
Great point. That is it. And the other part of that is I don't know how Nick Caley is going to be able to – as I said, design, plays and game plan and adjust and tilt this offense to the strength of certain players. I don't know. But damn it, he ought to be able to tilt this offense in a way that the tight end is productive. And
well, it was like you talked about it. The offensive line got a lot of talk because it was just so visual. But the tide.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As you said all year, was a part of that. But that it was a below-average group, man.
Right.
They were a below-average group. And
they were below-average, and they were very disappointing.
Yes, because there was at least maybe you do one of the things good. Yeah. But they were rough on both, on everything they did. And it made it even worse because you have one of the highest-paid players in the position.
Right. And here's the deal. You get Brevin Jordan back. So injury took a little bit of toll on him last year. You get Brevin Jordan back. I'm anxious to see where exactly
Stover
he lands.
Year two. And he
there's the one I'm the most excited about. Cade Stover's the one that I'm most excited about. One, he got a lot of run in OTAs. When I look at Cade Stover, I think Cade Stover is the brand of quarterback that is going to be the brand of tight end that's going to be, I can put my hand in the dirt and I can get nasty and get physical with folks, and I can also stand up and run routes. And I can and here's what's interesting about that. I don't think the physicality, the want to, the pop, the dog, I don't think that's going to be a problem. With Cade Stover, is he too stiff in his routes? Is he a good route runner or not? What does that look like? Here's D'Amico Ryans talking about Cade Stover and where he sees the most improvement for Cade Stover this offseason.
Cade Stover, he's a guy who I think has grown to time. It's on one small detail for him is just, you know, his separation at the top of the routes. So seeing Cade, a second-year player, take the steps to get better at the one thing, just his route definition at the top of his route, and seeing him make play after play, like that's what excites me about the offseason. That's why I think it's really important, these 8-9 weeks that we have with the players, if you attack it with the right mindset, you can actually get better, enhance your game. And you don't see as big of a jump. And a lot of guys, it really is that first and second year. That's where you see a jump, and that's where I think Cade Stover is taking a jump.
Cade Stover, if Cade Stover can add, good, above average, maybe route running to his repertoire, if you will, to his toolbox. Cade Stover's got a chance to be the premier tight end here. And I know people say, oh, well, you just don't like Dalton Schultz. No. Look, Dalton Schultz, I think, has a place. We'll see if he can rebound and be that threat in the pass game and be that kind of dependable target for the quarterback.
Just keep your soft ass out of the conversation.
That's right. That's a great point, JJ. To me, when I look at Cade Stover, there is a real chance this could be an everyday tight end. there's a real chance. And I'm not saying he's going to be great. I'm not saying he's going to be all pro, but he can be a guy you plug in the offense. And if you're in 21 personnel, which is two back, one tight end, two wide receivers, Cade Stover's there. You can go to three wide outs, one back, one tight end. Cade Stover never moves. You never have to substitute. You can go to a heavy package with two or three tight ends. You go to 12 personnel, one back, two tight ends. Cade Stover never leaves. That is a big time substitution benefit that we haven't had here.
I think we always knew it. I think the Texans always knew that the Cade Stover thing was in some ways a bit of a project. He hadn't been playing tight end that long, and maybe the passing game part was going to take a little bit more time. I think we thought last year, physically, he seemed like he could be on the line from a blocking perspective, from a physical perspective, which he did. I think he showed to do that.
Well, he's willing. That's the key. Willing. I mean, he's a physical. He's physical by nature, and he's a willing blocker.
Yeah, and I would just say now, especially listening to what D'Amico just had to say, does this mean that he takes now a jump in the passing game?
Yeah.
And now that is a big part of it.
Yeah.
Because it's there. It's there for it's open. I mean, I know Dalton's there, but he can get snaps and make himself somebody that they feel like they got to have on the field.
Well, you can't tell me. Look, I'm going to be honest with you, man. You can't tell me they ain't disgusted with 12 milli.
Oh, yeah.
Cade Stover is going to get every opportunity to be that dude. D'Amico, you can't tell me that D'Amico Ryans isn't disgusted with what Dalton Schultz did last year. And you can't tell me just naturally that he doesn't love what Cade Stover brings to the table. Now, can Cade Stover be good enough?
He just went on and on about it. Right?
Yeah, I mean, can Cade legitimately be good enough to get it done? We'll see. We'll see about that. I can't tell. Like, I think Cade's going to be a serviceable tight end here.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.